Welcome to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. In this podcast, we'll explore trends, issues, and events surrounding Lutheran education. In each episode, we'll invite educational experts to shed light on topics that support educators, administrators, and staff. Thank you for listening to LSEM's Lutheran Education Podcast.
Welcome to the Lutheran Education Podcast, sponsored by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. My name is Richard Schumacher. I'm the Director of Programs and Services for Lutheran Special Education Ministries, and I'm really excited today to have with us the CEO of Faith Lutheran Middle School and High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, Dr. Steve Book. Dr. Book, it's great to have you with us today.
Hey, thanks. I'm privileged that you take the time to chat.
And we're very thankful for you to take the time to chat with us as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's start there. Talk about you, where you're from, where you've served, and a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, thanks. So I was born and raised in Portland, Oregon, and a true product, I think, of Lutheran education. My parents were both Lutheran educators throughout their careers. I was fortunate to attend Trinity Lutheran as a kid growing up in Portland, and then I went on to Portland Lutheran High School. And then in my senior year of high school, my dad became the president of Concordia Mequon. So my parents moved in the fall of my senior year, and they let me stay. I was a football, basketball, and baseball player, and I really wanted to stay in Portland. And so they let me live with one of my teachers and complete my high school education out there in Oregon. And then I went to Concordia Mequon for both my undergrad and my master's before earning my PhD at Marquette University in educational policy and leadership in the mid-90s. Served in a public school, Wauwatosa East High School in Milwaukee, for a couple of years, waiting for my wife to graduate from college. And then we took the call to Concordia Lutheran High School in Tomball, Texas. Served there for 4 years. I was head football, head basketball, head baseball coach, and taught English and typing and PE and theology and American Lit, and in a small school with 100 kids, you pretty much teach everything and coach everything. But really wonderful years down there. Then I took the call to Lutheran High School North in Macomb, Michigan. This is now 1990, and I was the head football coach there and taught English for 2 years. And then kind of in 92, I finished my master's degree at Concordia, Wisconsin, and the assistant principal job opened up, and the principal asked if I would step up and do it. And so I did that, and that only lasted for a year because I left Lutheran Ed for 4 years just to pursue my PhD at Marquette. And I was working for my dad, who was the president of Mequon at the time, but he also ran a university that had an international scope to it. So I did a ton of traveling and teaching in Brazil and Estonia and Taiwan primarily, and had 4 great years doing that. And then I took the call back to Lutheran High North in Macomb, Michigan, to be the principal. And I served there for 12 years and got the call out here to Las Vegas to actually become the high school principal in 2008. And I had no interest in leaving Lutheran North. It's a great school, and I agreed to get on a plane, and as soon as I landed and they started telling me about all the unchurched kids who go to the school, I just felt the Lord calling us to leave. And my first day on the job, the CEO at the time said, "Hey, now that you're here, I got to be honest with you, I feel guilty that I brought you out here, because you're always going to be the number two guy here." Because he said, "There's only one school in the world I would leave for. It's Hong Kong International." And he said, "What are the odds of that headmaster opening? What are the odds of me getting it? And what are the odds of me convincing my wife to go?" And 2.5 years into my time here, that all those things happen. And Kevin Dunning, a mentor of mine, took the call to Hong Kong, and the board asked if I would step up and be the CEO. So I've served in that role since 2011 and just been blessed beyond my wildest dreams here. Married to a beautiful young lady named Julie. I met her at Concordia, Wisconsin. We're blessed with 3 adult children. And the cutest 2-year-old granddaughter. No matter what your listeners think, she is the most beautiful child of 7 million people spinning around the planet right now. It's a real joy. She lives in North Carolina, and actually her husband's in the Marines, and they've just got orders they're going to be moving to Okinawa here in December. Then our middle son, Jordan, teaches in South Korea. He teaches English to 6th graders. And then our youngest, Ryan, is in law school at Loyola in L.A., so we get to see him a lot because he's close. So in our free time, we've got, you know, 330 days of sunshine here in the valley. So my wife and I take advantage of playing a lot of golf together. We like to go hiking in Red Rock Canyon, which is just miles from our house. And we have the best food and the best entertainment in the world, just 11 miles east of our school on the Strip. And so we take advantage of, you know, all that incredible opportunity there. And 3-day weekends, you usually find us on the I-15 heading to Laguna Beach or Huntington Beach. We enjoy Southern California, and it's only a 4-hour drive. So most 3-day weekends, you'll find us over in Southern Cal. So that's a little bit about me personally and my family.
Excellent. So I have to admit, when you look at roster and you think about, you know, your typical Lutheran school, although we've become very diverse over the years, and our typical Lutheran schools look a lot different than they did perhaps 20, 30, 50 years ago. But Las Vegas isn't exactly the first place you think of when you think of Lutheran education. What does ministry look like in the Las Vegas area?
Well, first of all, it's awesome to do ministry here. You know, our city has an unfortunate nickname of Sin City, and at Faith Lutheran, we're trying to change that to Forgiven Sin City so people understand Jesus. Our school is literally about 1,000 feet off the valley floor, and the Strip is down on the valley floor. So we really believe we're a city and a school up on a hill, you know, trying to bring light into an otherwise dark town despite all of the neon light that's here. But yeah, you know, who would have thought that the largest Lutheran school in the history of the United States would be located in Las Vegas, Nevada? I always joke that it's kind of one of those things you think God woke up one day 40 years ago when our school started and tapped the angels on the shoulders and said, watch this, you know, watch what I'm going to pull off in that city. So on one level, you know, Vegas is a normal city. We have the same sins and vices happen in your town and all around the U.S. where other Lutheran schools are located. It's probably just a little bit more visible here, the sins, because it's promoted in a lot of ways. But it's a fascinating city. 800,000 people visit Las Vegas every single week. And so it's just a real transient town. People are moving in and out. Our student body is somewhat transient in that regard. You know, we don't necessarily lose students because we didn't deliver on our promise or, you know, they can't afford to go here or something like that. It's largely because our kids move back to whatever state they came from or whatever country around the world they came from. So I just think it's a unique city. You know, it's one of the more iconic cities in the world. And I love it. I always joke that I'm probably the most boring conservative guy that lives in this town. But boy, I love living here, and I love doing, you know, love sharing Jesus with kids in this town.
So tell me a little bit about the student body there at Faith. Just some numbers, demographics. Who are they? Where do they come from? What are their backgrounds?
Well, let's start with there are 63 zip codes in the Las Vegas Valley, and this year we have kids from 61 of those zip codes. So we're clearly the school of choice here in Las Vegas, the largest private school in the history of the state of Nevada. So we got kids coming from every possible corner of the valley to get here every day, and we don't provide any kind of transportation. So it's a real privilege to serve kids from literally every part of this town. We're about 18% Lutheran kids, or at least kids who say they're Lutheran. We're probably another 15% Catholic, 10% in the non-denom spectrum, and over 50% of our kids are unchurched. We know on a given weekend, because like on a Monday once a year, we'll just ask every kid in the school, were you in church, you know, this week? And about 15% of our kids worship on a given week. And so the ministry that we have here is so vital to them, because this is really the only exposure that the huge majority of our kids get to Jesus. So you know, we have some famous people, you know, that you guys would have known, their kids go here or have gone here. It's just that kind of city where a lot of interesting people live. One in six of our kids is on need-based financial aid. So, you know, while a lot of people think we're just the school for rich kids, one in six of our kids has demonstrated financial need. And so we're privileged to get to serve kids from all walks of life here. Slightly more males than females, which is a little bit unique in the private schools. Oftentimes you'll see dads want to protect their daughters from those evil public schools, and so they send them to private schools. We actually have a few more boys than girls who go here, but great kids. You know, we have a lot of agnostic kids, but they're good kids. They're, you know, our kids who aren't believers in Jesus aren't like hardened atheists who have really given this some thought and looked at everything and said, you know what, this Jesus guy doesn't exist. A lot of the kids who come to us literally don't know who Jesus is. They don't know Paul. They don't get the scriptures. They've never been in it. So it's a really unique place to get to watch so many kids come to faith in Jesus just because of their exposure at Faith Lutheran.
So, Steve, you've been at Faith now for about 10 years. When you arrived, describe the school and what it was like then, and just kind of compare it from 2008 to 2018. What have you seen over that course of time in terms of things that have changed, and how have you been actively involved in helping to bring about that change?
Well, yeah, I think we've changed quite a bit. Faith Lutheran was an excellent school before I got here, and it's going to be better once I leave. But what I have seen in my time here is I got here with about 1,250 students, and today we have 1,943 students. So we've grown, you know, as many kids as some of the largest Lutheran high schools in the country. We've added 600-700 kids just in my time here. So to see our middle school grow like that, to give you an idea, our eighth grade 2 years ago had 314 kids in just our eighth grade. Now, I'm pretty confident that the next largest Lutheran school with eighth grades had three eighth grades, right? So maybe three classes of 25. Mm-hmm. We had 12 classes of 26 kids in them that year, and so it's incredible to see 780 kids just in our middle school alone. So it's a huge school, and you need to like, you know, to work here, you've got to like change. We've got a teacher that's been here 30 years, and I asked her about 4 years ago. I said, I can't believe you stayed in the same college. She goes, Steve, it's cool every year. We build something every single year. We grow 100 kids a year. She said, it's constantly changing. And it feels like it's not the same school that I started with. So, you know, we've seen monumental change. We've built a ton of buildings, just classrooms alone. Since I've been here as CEO since 2011, we've added enough seats to hold 700 kids, or we'd have 700 kids on a waiting list. So I might come back to our mission statement, but it might be a good time to share it right now. Our mission statement is everyone prepared, everyone saved. So we know these kids have 75 more trips around the sun or so, so we better prepare them for life deeper in the 21st century. So that's an important part of our mission. But 1 Timothy 2:4 says that God desires all men to be saved. And so we save the best for last in our mission statement. We know we've got a shot here for 7 years to share the greatest news I've ever heard in my entire life, that the God who created the universe loved me so much that he sent his son Jesus to die. And we get to share that with kids. And so among the highlights that I've seen is we probably average 35 baptisms a year. Now, it's been 11 years since I've been in Michigan where you guys are, but that's usually not the Holy Spirit's demographic in converting kids to Christianity. So it's a real powerful thing to see that many kids wanting to stand up in our chapels during a National Lutheran Schools Week and be washed clean by the waters of baptism. I always tell people, my wife knows this, if you want to see Steve Boot cry, you got two shots. Play the movie Remember the Titans. I've seen the thing 500 times. I cry every single time that Julius walks into the hospital room where Gary Bertier is in there and they talk about growing old together. Or sit with me at the front row at our baptism chapels in January during National Lutheran Schools Week and watch these middle school and high school kids, you know, get washed clean by Christ's blood through the Holy Spirit. So it's pretty powerful stuff. Our mission statement is, and by the way, I could actually elaborate on what I love about our mission statement. When I got here, it was a paragraph long, and I'm just an old dumb football coach from Texas, and I couldn't memorize it. No one here knew what our mission statement was. We'd recite it before every meeting, you know, with faculty, and nobody could remember it. That's why we just distilled it down into four simple words, and two of the four even the same word, right? Everyone prepared, everyone saved. It doesn't say rich kids prepared, rich kids saved. So we got to make sure that we continue to bolster over $1 million a year into our operating budget to make sure that we can address some of the financial needs that some of our families have. State of Nevada implemented a assembly bill 3 years ago that kids who make less than three times the federal poverty limit or 300% of the federal poverty limit. So for a family of four, for example, if you make under $77,000, the state gives you $8,000 to go to Faith Lutheran. well, our tuition is only $12,300, and then we can usually bridge the gap between the $8,000 and our $12,300 and get kids essentially going here at little to no cost every year. And we're proud of that. It diversifies. It fits into everyone prepared, right? Not rich kids prepared, rich kids safe. We have a Mark 10-14 program here, which is incredible as well. We have Down syndrome kids, autistic kids, a young lady with Williams syndrome who go to our school, and they're basically mainstreamed. Other than one of their eight blocks, they're mainstreamed into algebra and theology and biology, and they go to PE class, and they're involved in extracurricular activities. But our mission statement doesn't say really smart kids prepared, really smart kids saved, right? It says everyone, and so we have an obligation to help kids who normally would be in a classroom of similar academic abilities or lack them thereof or disabilities. But here at Faith Lutheran, these kids are mainstreamed into all of our classes. And we train 35 high school kids every summer to be their mentors, to get them to classes. And then we have four ladies who work on the special ed side to make sure they're working on these kids' curriculum to allow them to go here. So I think that informs us. And it also informs our growth, because I always remind our faculty, it doesn't say 1,000 kids prepared, 1,000 kids saved. It doesn't say 1,541 kids prepared, 1,500, right? It says everyone. And so we're going to keep building and growing as long as there's demand, you know, to come to our school, get this incredible academic experience, and then learn about Jesus. We're going to keep growing because we're kind of driven by that, by our mission. Our vision statement, though, also informs us, because our vision statement is Faith Lutheran is the standard of excellence in Christian education. So that's what we're shooting for. That's 20 years from now. We want people, Christian schools around the world. We don't want to be the best Lutheran school in Las Vegas. We don't want to be the best Lutheran school in the country. We don't want to be the best Christian school in Las Vegas or the best Christian school in the country. We want to be known worldwide that we are the standard of excellence in Christian education. And we're starting to see that already as different schools, even outside the Lutheran Church, are flying into Las Vegas to see what in the world is going on there. I mean, how could you have gotten that big that quickly? And frankly, it comes from doing a lot of things well. Our chapel, if you would come to our chapel, it's driven by kids. We have classes. It's kind of a long story, but there are classes, kids who get their theology classes to prepare these hour chapels every week, and they're phenomenally done. And the only thing an adult does, obviously there's a teacher guiding that. We have four very gifted men and women who teach those classes and make sure those kids are ready to lead chapel every week. But other than the adult giving the message, it's all kid driven. They write it. They do the liturgy. They do the confession absolution. They do the readings. There's always a pop culture skit that ties into the theme. They're in the praise band doing all the music, and they do the closing prayers and the benediction. They do all that. The only thing adults does is the message. And even our non-church kids, they love going to chapel. Nobody's rolling their eyes trying to skip chapel. It's always extremely well done, you know. And I think if you heard our praise band and saw the screens, you might think, oh, it's pretty contemporary. But the reality is it's page 5. It's very liturgical. Invocation, opening prayer, confession, absolution. We do the introit. We have the readings. I mean, it's pretty scripted, you know, very liturgically done. And so I think it's a beautiful thing that we do. It's one of the things I think that makes us really stand out. Our academics are top flight. In the last 3 years, our high school graduates, just in the last 3 years, have been accepted into over 450 different universities in all 50 states. So I can name drop Princeton and Stanford and Duke and Yale and MIT and the academies and UCLA and USC and Notre Dame, Marquette. Our kids have gotten into all of those schools. But I'm equally proud that kids go to our Concordias and they find small private Christian schools to go to. And so they go in-state and out-of-state and large schools and small schools and public and private. And so I don't want to shoehorn every kid in the Ivy League. I wouldn't have been a candidate for the Ivy League. That wouldn't have been the right fit for me. But I'm proud when I look at the diversity of the colleges and universities that our kids are getting into, that they're finding the right fit for them. And so we know we're doing some things well academically. We started about 5 years ago some academies. So in the high school, you can be in the STEM academy, you can be in film and broadcast, you can be in justice and advocacy. That's our pre-law program. We have a business and entrepreneurship academy. We have a film and broadcast academy. Maybe I said that. We have a conservatory of the fine arts. So we have kids in all of the possible arts disciplines, from singing to dancing to playing an instrument to 2D and 3D art to musical theater to, you know, hair and makeup and all that stuff that's involved in that. This fall, we're launching another one, which is a natural for Vegas. We're gonna launch a conservatory of hospitality and tourism. And we're also starting an electronic music production strand inside of our Academy of the Fine Arts. And so there's a lot of unique academic offerings. So So we're on block scheduling. If you know what that is, that's where kids take four classes one day and then they take a different four the next day, right? So you have hour and a half classes. Instead of knocking eight out every day, you only go to four classes a day. So you can take eight classes a year. You're in high school for 4 years, that's 32. Last year, our academic handbook, or this year, I should say, we have 171 classes for kids to pick from. So it's just an incredible array of academic opportunities that kids have to pursue their passions. We've won 50 state championships in athletics. Our fine arts are absolutely probably the best thing we do in this school. The talent in this town and in the school is unbelievable in the arts. We have 40 different clubs after school, everything from cupcake wars to a card trick club to micro bank to a fishing club. Yes, even in the desert, we have a fishing club. And so there's just so many opportunities for kids here. And it's why we've become the school of choice in Las Vegas. But at the end of the day, and by the way, guys, I'd be honored if you'd ever come out here. Our campus is just beautiful. It's just frankly beautiful. It's like a small college and it's gorgeous. But I always remind people that when you see our campus, you see all these incredible things that we have, what really makes this school special is what makes every Lutheran school special. And that's a caring and dedicated faculty and staff, right? That's ultimately what sets you apart. So, sorry, that's a lot of rambling.
You're listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, sponsored by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. We're talking with Faith Lutheran Middle School and High School of Las Vegas, Nevada's CEO and the self-proclaimed most boring man in Las Vegas, Dr. Steve Buch. Steve, it's evident that you have a real passion for Faith Lutheran and for the many things that your school is doing and the great ministry that you're providing out there. If you could take a step back and just look at the lessons you've learned over the last decade there at Faith, what things can you pull out of your experiences there as the administrator at Faith that you would be able to share with other Lutheran schools around the country, around the world, that they could learn from? What have you figured out there that other schools could emulate, take back, and to be able to grow their own ministries?
Well, you know, I don't know that we do. I hope we don't do anything differently than any other school. And I guess I would lead with the fact that when you're in the Jesus business, you're in the people business, right? And so sure. When you create a culture, we call it the faith family here. It's just a real important thing we talk about a lot. Our kids know about it, our families know about it. It's called the faith family. And if you just hire adults who genuinely love middle school and high school kids, that is the number one thing you can do. Something happened about 20 years ago that really ticked me off. I was at Luther North at the time. We'd have kids from feeder schools whose parents were telling us, well, you know what, we're going to make Ronnie decide if he wants to go to the local public school or Luther North. We're not going to force him to go there. And it really made me mad because my parents put a gun to my head and told me I was going to Lutheran school. But you know what, guys? Praise God for that, because now what we figured out is all we have to do is create a school, create a culture where kids want to get dropped off every morning, and they will beg and plead with their parents not to pull them out. And so as long as we make the kid experience a good one, our retention rates are going to go through the roof. And so the key is, at that level, hire adults who genuinely love middle school and high school kids. And if you do that, it's not rocket science, right? People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's an old adage, but there's nothing more true than that. We hire adults, and we have 215 full-time employees on campus every day and another 115 part-timers. And we look for people who love kids. And if you do that, I think you can make something magic happen culturally. I think our board, we've taken some good risk. In fact, just building, again, if you could see our campus, we just have such unique spaces here. One of our mantras is we're going to build spaces and places for adults and kids to do their best work. So we have a full-blown courtroom, for example. Even the Nevada Appellate Court heard two murder trials in our courtroom. But that's where our Academy of Justice and Advocacy takes their classes every day, right? They're in a courtroom so that when they compete in moot court and mock trial, they're used to it. It's not intimidating to walk in there. They actually take classes in there. Our Academy of Business and Entrepreneurship has, you know, the New York Stock Exchange ticker going. There's a mural on the wall of Wall Street. There's world clocks. They sit in different kind of board tables instead of classroom desks, just trying to give kids these experiences. We have three gyms. Our weight room is second to none. Most colleges would die for it. We have a research greenhouse on campus where all types of kids are engaged in different activities, learning. And so we encourage, part of that risk taking has come financially, right? We're $24 million in debt. Not every school in the country would want to take on that kind of debt. That would scare them. But I think our board has been very appropriate, and I think we're leveraged very, very well in building world-class facilities. When people take a tour of our campus, they want their kids to go here. I'm telling you guys, it's a beautiful campus. We've just been blessed. So that risk-taking then is something that we encourage our faculty to do. Take risks. Let's get out on the bleeding and the cutting edge. Let's be the first people that ever tried to do something. And so dream of unique classes, dream of unique ways of teaching, right? We've been a one-to-one school for 11 years. So our kids have had machines in their hands, you know, for forever. So that's old news to us. But my gosh, when a kid has access to the whole world through the internet, it just opens up the possibilities of things that you can do. Our kids travel a lot. I don't know. I think another thing is, I think as Lutherans, we're very appropriately humble. But at some point, and I go back to the Sermon on the Mount, that we've got to let the world know that we are going to do these good works, and the world's going to see the first class and the excellence. And they're not going to praise us, but they're going to give glory to our Father in heaven. And I think we have an imperative there where we've hid behind this, hey, let's just be the best kept secret in the neighborhood. Faith Lutheran is on the four major network TV channels more than any school in the city easily, and probably more than most of them combined. We have a PR rep, and a lot of those anchors and producers or kids go to our school, but we are not going to apologize for being excellence, and we are going to lift the name of Jesus up when we do that thing. And so I think, again, some of maybe the risk-taking, some of the PRing, some of the build, kind of if you build it, they will come. Some of those things have certainly worked for us at Faith Lutheran.
You're listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, sponsored by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. We're talking with Dr. Steve Buch from Faith Lutheran Middle School and High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to continue that conversation in just a minute, but now we're going to step away for a brief word from Lutheran Special Education Ministries.
Lutheran Special Education Ministries is an organization committed to serving schools, churches, and families to advance the success of children who have learning needs. Our commitment to this mission began with the opening of the Lutheran School for the Deaf in Detroit. Over the years, our ministry has expanded, and today LSEM is proud to serve in Lutheran schools across the country. But as our ministry has grown, our commitment to helping students succeed academically in an environment where they can also grow spiritually is as strong as ever. So if your church or school is looking for professional development for your faculty, information to share with struggling families, or for a ministry partner to support an existing resource room or start a new one, LSEM is ready to help you meet your specialized learning goals. For more information about how LSEM can help you build brighter futures for your students, please contact us at 248-419-3390 or visit our website at www.luthsped.org. That's www.luthsped.org.
Welcome back to the Lutheran Education Podcast, sponsored by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. We're going to continue our conversation now with Dr. Steve Buch, CEO of Faith Lutheran Middle and High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. Steve, you talked a little bit about the type of teachers that you're looking for. I'm a new teacher, or I'm a teacher who is interested in working at your school. I want to join your faculty. Are there any specific qualities that you look for or that you value in particular to have on your staff?
Well, our first goal is always to find master teachers who are members of the LCMS. I mean, that's our goal. We've had great luck with that. As you know, that's not always possible.
Right.
Currently at Faith Lutheran, 63% of our faculty are called workers. 90% of our school administrators are called. And so we've got a really good base. And there were many years that, you know, when Faith Lutheran had 41 kids in rented facilities, you know, 30, 40 years ago, it was hard to convince people to come out here. But it's getting a little easier. I think we pay extremely well. Our benefits are great. And we've got this huge school. And for some called workers, that resonates with them. And so that's our first priority is, are you a member of the LCMS? Can we call you? Do you passionately love kids, right? We talked about that earlier. If we can't, then the next best thing is to get a master teacher who's a Christian, but maybe not LCMS. So those are kind of the only two people that we're going to go after. Excellent LCMS teachers and excellent Christian teachers. Obviously, if you're not a Christian, you can't teach here. It's who we are. It's what we do. We're obviously looking for people who want to get involved with kids after school. right? I used to say, you know, for a long time, and it's not appropriate, but I say it anyway, that school sucks from 8 to 3. But from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, school is a really cool place to be because you got people staying after in an art club or in a leadership club or blowing the tuba on a band or dancing on a stage or catching a football on a field. And so we know that a lot of impact in the lives of kids, and I think the three of us on this call today and any of our listeners would know that, hey, a lot of the memories we have from elementary school, you know, in our case, middle school and high school, came after school, right? I remember going on choir tours as a kid at Portland Lutheran. I remember playing games in wind and rain on the beach as a, you know, high school football player. Those are the memories we have. I don't necessarily remember solving an oxidation reduction reaction in chemistry or learning who the 18th president of the United States was, but I remember those things. So we want to find people who aren't going to go home at 3:30 every day, but who want to stay and make a difference in the lives of kids. So, you know, we're bold with, we let people know, look, this is a large, dynamic school in a town that never sleeps. And it's kind of in our DNA to be always thinking entrepreneurially, always taking risks, always wanting to grow, always, you know, being willing to do something different tomorrow than we did today because we think we found a better way to do it. So the expectations are high for people, those are some of the things we're looking for.
And for those listeners who are wondering, Ulysses S. Grant was the 18th president of the United States.
So, wow.
So, Steve, you talked earlier about some of the great opportunities that faith has to bring Christ to students who had never heard about him before and are thirsty to hear and to learn his word. So my next question kind of ties into that. How does your school prepare those students not only to learn about the faith while they're there, but to be able to hold on to and defend that faith when they leave?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think we finally at least made a nice stride in that regard. Like all Lutheran schools, right? What, you have them as a captive audience. And there used to be that notion of reading across the curriculum. But I think Lutheran schools figured out a long time ago that what we really got to do is Jesus across the curriculum. And so it's not unheard of, right, for them to hear about Jesus in math class and in English class, not just theology. And of course, we have the, you know, mandatory chapels that they have to go to. So we have a captive audience who want to share Jesus. But you're exactly right, because those kids are going to get out there, many of them, to large public liberal universities that are going to mock them for their faith. And so really starting even in our middle school now, we teach apologetics throughout our religion curriculum. Just had a student literally last week said something to me on Facebook and said, man, I'm so glad I took Mr. Grepke's, you know, Faith 4 class, because some of the things that my professor said, I was able to refute with science, with evidence, with history, with geography, and the stuff that we learned at faith was so helpful to me in my faith. And so it's one of the things that we've done. We've restructured our theology curriculum all the way 6th grade through 12th grade to make sure that kids are armed and prepared for the battle that awaits them. That's been one area I think that we've done well in.
And a big shout out to Neil Grepke, a classmate of mine from Concordia Ann Arbor a few minutes ago. So good job, Neil. Keep up that great work there. Steve, of the hundreds of adults that are now heading out into the world who have attended faith, who can call Faith Lutheran their alma mater, are there any stories that really stand out to you that really indicate the difference that you and your teachers are making in their lives?
Well, you know, yeah, there are probably 100 stories. Because this school, unlike any other I've ever been associated with, the number of people who move around the valley to get closer to Faith Lutheran because they so badly want their kids in our school without that difficult drive, first of all, is amazing to me. How many people literally move across the valley to get closer? But selfishly, and I'm saying this only because I was blessed to be part of this, there are a couple international students who have asked me personally to baptize them. You know, atheists, hardcore atheists from China, you know, after 4 years saying, I believe in Jesus Christ as Savior of the world, and I want to repent of my sins, and I want to be washed clean. So to be able to baptize those two kids, I was on a field trip. We take our, we have a class called Marine Desert Biology, and one of the things they do is they go to California, and they go out to Catalina Island and snorkel and dive and understand all that stuff for 5 days. And it was at midnight. We had gathered around a campfire and had some sharing time. And an autistic boy came up to me. He was a senior, and he asked me if I would take him out in the Pacific Ocean and baptize him. And so I kind of made sure I catechized him before we waded out there. But, you know, those are memories that I just haven't had at other schools of which I've been a part. All great schools, by the way, all proclaim Jesus boldly, great faculty, all that stuff. But it's just been unique here to have this many agnostic kids and or atheists, you know, come to our school, and to see their hearts changed by the power of the Holy Spirit has been a beautiful, beautiful thing. Sadly, even in the last 5 months, we've buried two high school kids, and their families wanted their funerals here, and they wanted us to officiate them, because this is where their kids and their families first heard about Jesus. And so that's a really humbling honor to be known kind of as these families' churches. And those are just in the past 5 months. We've buried kids, unfortunately, an alum, and everybody has wanted their funerals here at Faith Lutheran because that's where they first heard about the grace of Jesus. And so those are very powerful memories for me, that they want to come back to where they first heard and understood God's grace. Those of you that are, you know, secular TV watchers, we had a finalist in America's Got Talent this fall. A young man graduated in 2011 named Daniel Emmett. Very gifted kid, wonderful, humble, incredible kid. So there have been things like that that, you know, we get excited. We love seeing kids go on and, you know, succeed in college. We have at least five who have come back who teach for us now. So that's always a real honor, too. So, in fact, our faculty and staff just set up a new scholarship for anyone going to Concordia, do any of the Concordias and pursuing any type of church work. Our own faculty has donated into a fund to make sure that we scholarship those kids as just a way of encouraging them and thanking them for following God's call in their life to go out and replace us. So anyway, exciting stuff. There's a lot of great kids here. We're blessed.
We're talking with Dr. Steve Boop, the CEO of Faith Lutheran Middle School and High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the Lutheran Education Podcast. Steve, as I hear all the different things that you're doing and just some really amazing things that you and your faculty are able to accomplish there, the common thread that I see here is a lot of experiential types of things. It sounds to me like there isn't a whole lot of just sitting in the classroom and the teacher's talking, the kids writing stuff down. It sounds like you've got a real philosophy of get up and go and do and try and experience. Is that something that's something you talk about, something that's intentional, or is that just come from the type of teachers and the type of atmosphere you have there?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to our teachers. You know, if you've ever heard the mantra that we need to prepare students for their future and not our past, that's a difficult pill to swallow, because we were all taught a certain way and taught certain things. And yeah, sit in your row, shut your mouth. I'm smart. Write down everything I say. Throw it back up on Friday on a quiz. If you come to Faith Lutheran and are on our email chain, you're going to see teachers every day. Hey, my G4 class is out creating movies about Noah on their iPads, and please excuse them. Let me know if you got any trouble with them. And so we try to get way beyond the classroom. Our kids travel so much. Like, our mock trial team last year went to Hawaii. They went to New York City. They went to San Francisco. They were in the Nationals at Boise, Idaho. I mean, our robotics team is flying to Tennessee, and they're flying to Florida. And our, you know, DECA kids out of our business and entrepreneurship kids are in Anaheim, and they're in Fort Lauderdale. And our basketball, football, everybody travels. Our whole preseason football schedule was out-of-state teams. We didn't play one team from Nevada in the first 4 weeks. Middle school football, they'll play up in Utah. They'll play in Southern California. So, yeah, our kids, there is a lot of experiential learning. And don't get me wrong, there's still a place for didactic, professional, knowledgeable teachers to ram great information down their throats. I mean, I don't want to say that stuff never happens here, because there's very much a place for that. But I think you've hit the nail on the head without even visiting here. I think that's a good way to say it, that we're very experiential. And and kids like it that way. It's great. I would have loved to. I think I would have excelled in that environment.
So as you reach this point in your career and your ministry, Steve, looking back, what do you think is the most valuable lesson that you have learned as an administrator, the thing that you take to heart the most? And as you head off into retirement someday, way in the future, that you're going to look back and feel the most gratification about?
Well, when I think of, you know, the best leadership lesson I've ever learned, I've learned so many. I could just cliche you and quote you all night long, but nothing tops Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. And I think every Lutheran leader, I think every Christian leader, I think every Lutheran teacher really needs to heed that, to make sure that what your eyes and ears and hands are taking in is godly, because there are thousands of eyes looking at you every day for a model of Christ. And sinful though I am, and I often say in public, I probably out-sinned everybody in the whole room twice, I do my level best to guard my heart. And I think that's been a real key in leadership. But, you know, I go back to some secular stuff. Jim Collins, right? The opening of good to great is good as the enemy of great. And I love a quote that Samuel Tilden, I think, said it. You ought to look it up. But the first words are, success is a ruthless competitor. And it's the same thing, why good is the enemy of great. Because it'd be easy for us at Faith Lutheran to sit around here and go, dadgum, we're one of the best schools around. I mean, look what our kids are achieving. Look at the opportunities they have. Look at our facilities. Look at our caring faculty and staff. But we have no right to think that way, because we don't serve an average God. We don't serve a mediocre God. We serve the world's premier God. So every day we've got to wake up and say, how can we be better today than we were yesterday? And I just think that constant pursuit of excellence, the constant accepting of change, the constant risk-taking, it's just in our DNA. And frankly, there's part of it I give to the city of Las Vegas. It just kind of gets in this town. Trust me, guys, if you lived here, if your building's 10 years old, they will just knock it down because somebody thought of a cooler idea to build your building with, right? So there's just, this whole town is very entrepreneurial, very risk-taking, very edgy, very cutting-edge stuff. And I think that's seeped into our DNA because a lot of us are just Midwestern, you know, Lutheran folks who work out here, but it just kind of changes you once you get out here. And again, once you see the mandate to let your good work shine, right, let your light so shine that people see that and they bring glory to your Father in heaven, I just think there's an imperative in scriptures for us to be excellent, and we're doing our level best to do that.
All right. We have come to the end of the list of questions. Dr. Book, thank you very much for your time. If anybody wanted to get more information about Faith Lutheran or to talk to you about kind of the operation, how it works, or maybe to have you come speak to a group, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me direct to my desk. It's 702-804-4444. 702-804-4444, or they could email me at my last name, Book, B-U-U-C-K, and then put an S on the end of that for Steve, at flhsemail.org. So that's Faith Lutheran High School, flhsemail.org.
All right. Dr. Book, thank you again. We greatly appreciate your time and your willingness to share your story and Faith Lutheran's story, and may God continue to bless you and everyone at Faith in a mighty way to continue to serve his children there.
Many thanks, guys. I deeply appreciate those comments, and I appreciate the time you've taken to chat.
And we thank you for listening. You have been listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, sponsored by Lutheran Special Education Ministries.
I know you know me.
Thank you for listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. To hear future episodes, please subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. For more information on this episode's topic or any other questions regarding Lutheran education or Lutheran Special Education Ministries, please feel free to contact us at 248-419-3390 or visit our website at www.luthsped.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.